Hello, you are tuned in to Mouth of the South podcast. Welcome to the ramblings of a progressively optimistic truth teller. I am that truth teller, your host Shay. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back. We're here for season two, okay? We got more mouth and more south. Y'all hear that? Sound effects, okay? I got sound effects. If you catch me looking to the side, it's because my camera, my viewfinder is over here. We have video, okay? We're going to have some cute weekly clips to YouTube. So, you know, Mouth of the South is we're doing the damn thing, okay? We're being me. Because this is a one-woman production, but, you know, baby steps, okay? I'm learning as I go along. This has definitely been a learning experience, trying to figure out how to create, produce, and distribute my own podcast. So, like I said, we're back for season two. Okay, so before I get into how I survived 2020 and the expectations for season two of Mouth of the South podcast, I just wanted to give a shout out, a birthday shout out, because I'm recording this today on Saturday, January 16th. And yesterday was a very amazing person. A person that I've looked up to since I was a kid. I remember my third grade teacher used to recite from memory the I Have a Dream speech with gusto, every Black History Month, every MLK Day. You know, when we would come back from the holiday, she would, you know, recite that for us with just such resounding gusto, such confidence. And it just furthered my love and my adoration for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So happy birthday to the legend, to the ancestor. I think sometimes we forget that he was actually born on January 15th, 1929. And we just always celebrate that day off we get, which, you know, everyone loves a good three-day weekend. And that is yet another benefit that we can attribute to Dr. King. So happy birthday, Dr. King. Gotta get my sound effect buttons together. But happy, happy birthday to the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We continue your fight today. I continue your fight today. The battle is far from won, and the lessons that Dr. King tried to instill in people, the morality, the understanding of your fellow man, the universal necessities that people need, how poverty has just wrecked through America, okay? One of the richest nations in the world with one of the, you know, highest amounts of poverty. So, you know, we continue this fight. I continue this fight for Dr. King's dream. I do believe, as the progressive optimistic, that we will one day reach the mountaintop, okay? We will one day reach the heights that Dr. King knew that the American people could reach. So, happy birthday to the legend, to the ancestor, the Dr. Martin Luther King. Okay, so we continue onward and forward into today's episode. As you can see, 2020 spared me. I'm still very much here, very much intact. I went a whole year, okay, a whole year without working as an RN. We're gonna applaud that one, okay? I did not renew my nursing license this year for Alabama. I am sticking with it. I am making this transition out of healthcare, and I'm very much serious about it. I feel there are some changes that need to be made within our healthcare system. I know that this pandemic has brought to the forefront just how lacking our healthcare system is. And that's absolutely no shade to my fellow nurses, the doctors, the frontline workers that are out there, you know, putting their life on the line daily to, you know, try to get our population healthy again after 350,000+ deaths from COVID. I think the last numbers were like over 4,000+ deaths a day. We are not, we have not flattened the curve, which was the phrase last year. the curve is not flattened, okay? The curve is at its peak, and Miss COVID is still very much so running rampant. So hopefully now that we have a more competent administration and a vaccine, we'll be able to pull in the reins on this deadly virus, because 4,000 plus deaths a day is just ridiculous. I know a lot of the onus is placed on the Trump administration and their lack of readiness for this pandemic, but I mean, as a healthcare worker, we do still have to put some of this onus on the healthcare system within itself. I mean, this is unprecedented times, something that I'm sure no hospital protocol was prepared for, but that's part of the process when you're, you know, a nurse, a doctor, any type of healthcare worker, you kind of have to learn to roll with the punches, and what's protocol today might not necessarily be the protocol needed to fight a different disease going forward. So I definitely recommend getting the vaccine if you want to, if you're not comfortable being in quarantine, if you're not comfortable pretty much wearing your mask everywhere, if you're one of those people that's just like, I'm just tired of this, all of this craziness. The quickest way I do feel to get back to any sense of normalcy will be a herd immunity, or, you know, people getting the vaccine. You need people to get the vaccine to build up those antibodies so that we can start to build herd immunity. So, you know, we can kick this virus in the butt, because she's kicking us now, karate style. So, I definitely recommend getting the vaccine, and I do want to give, a little bit of nursing advice to those who may be experiencing mild COVID symptoms. I know hospitals are overrun right now with, their ERs are just full, COVID floors are packed. So if you're experiencing, you know, mild to moderate symptoms, you've had a positive test, I want you guys to feel more comfortable. I want y'all to feel more comfortable with taking care of yourself at home. You know, as long as your oxygen saturation is good, your O2 levels, you're able to breathe, your fingertips aren't blue, you know, your lips aren't turning blue, which for a lot of black and brown people, you won't be able to see when your lips turn blue. I know I personally have pretty dark lips. Okay. But you'll be able to tell with your nail beds if they're getting blue. So, or you can buy a pulse oximeter online. A lot of Apple watches and smartwatches now have pulse oximetry capabilities where they can kind of read your blood oxygen level. And I'm not sure how accurate they are, but I'm sure it's pretty accurate. I mean, it may not be to the T, but it's enough to let you know if you're breathing well or not. So definitely, if you're able to take care of yourself at home with your symptoms, do so. Drink plenty of fluids, Gatorades, Powerades. If you're watching your blood sugar, you want to get the zero version of those, the sugar-free version of those, Pedialyte, take you some Mucinex, keep all of that congestion out of your chest, help you be able to cough up some of that phlegm so you don't get a lot of fluid on your lungs. That's what leads to pneumonia. That's what pneumonia is. It's just fluids filling up those sacs in your lungs, and you can't get good oxygen flow because they're filled with fluid. Want to make sure you're up walking around. I know it's hard to remain active when your body is actively fighting a disease, but at least an hour you need to be getting out of bed, stretching your legs, you know, at least once an hour for at least 5 to 7 minutes at a time, you know, walking around, taking some good deep breaths, stretching. You know, you can stretch your arms. I don't know if you can see it on the video. I don't have that much space in my corner, my own little corner in my own little chair. I can be whoever I want to be. Sorry, that's my ADD. But, you know, stretching your arms out, getting those lungs open. You can stretch them up over your head to get those lungs open. Taking care of your fever. If you're having feverish chills, it is safe to take Tylenol with COVID symptoms. So take you some Tylenol. You don't want to take over. I think the daily recommended dose is 4,000 milligrams, so you don't want to take over between 3,000 and 4,000 milligrams of Tylenol, but, you know, a couple of Tylenol every 4 to 6 hours can help keep your fever at bay. And, power through. It's really a bad respiratory type of thing. So you're going to have to keep those lungs open. You're going to have to keep that breathing good. So power on, my people. We are going to get through this. COVID, we're on, just the way she's on our neck, we're on her neck as well. So I just want to give a little advice to my peoples, a little bit of at-home care advice to hopefully keep you out of the ER if you can. If you can stay out of the ER, if you can stay out of the hospital with these symptoms, try your darndest, okay? Because if you are experiencing any type of COVID symptoms, most likely they're going to have to admit you. So if you can fight it at home, try your darndest. Give our healthcare workers a little bit of a break. And do what you can do for yourself at the house. Y'all can do it. I understand it's hard when you're feeling sick and when you're feeling bad. You just like, Lord, a professional. I need a professional, please. I need a professional. But if you're not having too severe symptoms, it's something you can definitely remedy at home. So y'all try y'all's best to do your thug thizzle. So yeah, I hadn't worked as a nurse all year in a hospital. my transition is, it's going well. I didn't renew my nursing license this year in Alabama. I'm considering moving. I'm considering going back to school. So I will keep y'all abreast of what the optimistic truth teller, the progressively optimistic truth teller decides to do with the rest of her life. As far as expectations for season two, we're going to continue being mouthy in the Southie, okay? I'm going to continue waxing poetically on topics that interest me. Of course, we're going to talk about politics. Of course, we're going to talk about basketball because the season's back. We had like 70 days in between the bubble and the new NBA season, and I'm excited for it. I'm here for it. Y'all know I love some basketball. So I'm excited for that. We're going to be talking about music and anything that interests the girl, the doll. And of course, we will still do the Bless Your Heart segment where we bless one heart with some sweetly sanctified shade, okay? Just any heart that deserves it can get it. And the email lines are open for any hearts that y'all feel need a good blessing. Feel free to send me Bless Your Heart submissions at my email, mouthsouthpod@gmail.com. That is mouthsouthpod@gmail.com. Mouth and south with an F, okay? Send in your submissions, y'all. I know y'all got some hearts y'all want to bless. Everybody has a heart they want to bless. Your coworker, your neighbor, I can bless any heart, okay? So, without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the show. Let's get started with some political shit. Alrighty, so y'all, we have to discuss the insurrection at the Capitol that happened this past week. White men are still very much pissed. White men and the women that love them are still very, very much pissed, okay? They are still very much pissed. White men and the women who love them feel like they have been under attack. Okay, they have been oppressed. They are disenfranchised. Okay, they have been oppressed for the last decade, ever since social media really, you know, came into the forefront. And we've really just started holding white men and white women, those who like to take advantage of their whiteness and like to take advantage of the privileges that white supremacy bring them. We've really been on their ass for the past decade, and they are oppressed by it, okay? Sips tea on that note. They are oppressed, and they are disenfranchised, and they're mad about it. And their leader, their fearless leader, Trump, didn't win his second election, and the positivity is at an all-time high, and they have taken it to the streets. They've gone from being pissed on Parler to being pissed in the midst of rebellion, okay? Let's just call it what it was. It was a terrorist attack. It was a rebellion. And the only difference between a rebellion and a revolution is that a rebellion failed, okay? Had they actually succeeded in the violence that they were trying to commit, because let's be real, they were trying to commit violent acts. It has since come to the forefront as the FBI have been, you know, working diligently to get all of you motherfuckers arrested, okay? All of y'all who was up in there touching Nancy Pelosi's things, putting your feet upon her desk, wielding weapons, firearms, climbing up scaffolding and falling to your death, okay? Okay, because that shit took me out. But yes, we know y'all were there to steal, kill, and destroy. And the FBI is going to get you. Going to get you suckers. They're going to get y'all. I honestly feel like white people are going to have to do something about white supremacy. Like, if you're a white person within the sound of my voice, and you don't want to be considered a white supremacist, if you don't want to be considered a racist, you're going to have to stop being complicit. These are y'all, that was white on white crime, okay? That was white on white crime. Those was y'all's cousins, brothers, sisters, uncles, aunties, nephews, grandson, granddaughter, okay? Grandmama in some cases, because some of y'all grandmas and grandpas is out there stumping down the pavement as well. Okay, this is something that y'all are going to have to get together within your ranks. And the GOP, the grand old party, okay, the grand old projection, as I like to call them, because they love to project onto, they love to project their political prowess onto everyone else. They love to project how, they love to say that Democrats and the liberal left love to use parliamentary procedure for political gain. Yet you had tens, 20s, 30s of GOP elected officials willing to contest a lawful election and call it democracy. It's ridiculous. And GOP, y'all gonna need to get y'all folks together. They y'all gonna have to get y'all ranks. Like, let me just sip my tea real quick. Y'all have to get y'all ranks together, because the FBI has since found out, as they are catching these people, that they were trying to kill Mike Pence and they were trying to kill Nancy Pelosi. So it wasn't just the liberal-leaning left. It wasn't just the libtards. It wasn't just the Democrats that was about to get it. There was bombs, pipe bombs, found in front of the DNC and in front of the RNC. They weren't finna just get us. They was coming for y'all, too. So, GOP, y'all need to get y'all ranks together, and it needs to start now. There are Congress people. There are congressmen and women, because there's a lady in the House of Representatives whose name I cannot remember right now. But that... I gotta sip my tea to keep from calling y'all out y'all names. That young lady, okay, had the day after the attack tried to bring her gun into the Capitol building. Girl, you should have brought the gun the day before. Girl, because the mob had their gun. You're a day late and a dollar short with your pistol, sweetie. But she tried to bring her gun in there and was very adamant about the fact that she didn't want her bag checked. So what were you bringing the gun in for, sweetie? I'm just saying, y'all need to get these folks together. They need to be censured. Josh Harley, whatever his name is, the junior senator from Missouri. I'm not going to give you too much because I'm going to bless your heart this week. But he needs to be censured. What's his name? Rafael Cruz. Okay. Is it just me? Or does Ted Cruz kind of look like a broke version of Jack Donaghy? Did anybody ever watch? Am I the only 30 Rock fan? The only 30 Rock fan out here? Ted Cruz gives me very much Jack Donaghy, but poor. And I know he's not poor, but his look is, it looks very much poor. He's not as svelte as the Jack Donaghy, okay? But Ted Cruz, you need to be censured. really, Ted Cruz, you need to be gone, Raphael, because I don't know what you got going on. Like, I don't know what side you're on, because Trump talked so bad about your wife, so bad about your family, and all of a sudden now you want to talk about we need to just hear people out. If there are 74 million people who think that the election was rigged, then we need to look into those allegations. But with what evidence? Where's the evidence? If y'all don't have no evidence, we can't look into anything. There is no evidence. Trump and his people, his Rudy Giuliani's, his lawyers, quote unquote, lost about 89 cases. They don't have any evidence. There is no evidence, okay? The election was not rigged. The dude just lost. He lost. He took an L. It happens to the best of us, okay? And it definitely happens to the worst of us when you... Not only did Trump take an L in his presidency, the GOP, y'all lost the Senate. Shout out to Stacey Abrams. I'm about to, you know, give it to my girl here in just a little bit when I finish roasting these Capitol protesters. Oh, excuse me. Why did I call them protesters? They are not protesters. These Capitol terrorists. Okay, excuse me. That was a slip of the tongue. Y'all lost the Senate. Y'all done let QAnon weirdos take over seats in the House. And y'all just really losing grip of y'all party. Like, I know y'all supposed to be the party of white privilege, but white supremacy is taking over the white privilege, okay? And honestly, to be honest, I don't care about your opinions. I don't know what y'all gonna do, GOP. Like, what y'all gonna do? Because it's out of control. Like, they was coming for y'all. They was coming for y'all over Trump. And, you know, it's way deeper than Trump. You know, I find it hard to believe that people would really put their life and limb on the line for a creamsicle president. It's way deeper than Trump. Like I said, white men and the women who love them have felt oppressed for the last decade. Add on to that a global pandemic where people are poorer than ever before. Some people are experiencing poverty. They have never experienced being poor before, okay? If you ain't grow up poor and you done just got poor in the last year, that shit probably is a hit to your whole self-esteem, okay? Your whole ego is turned upside down if you've never been poor before and now you've lost your job, your income, had to get on unemployment. Now that done ran out. We still waiting on that to start back up. Had to get a little stimulus. That's gone. Then you turn around and you can't even get a little $2,000 check. Mitch McConnell don't even want to vote on it. Okay. Mitch McConnell ain't even want to vote on it. It's a powder keg. It was a powder keg and it exploded on Capitol Hill. It exploded in the midst of the Capitol. It exploded with y'all's own people. Y'all's own Capitol Police was letting people inside, giving folks, because y'all had, certain lawmakers, I saw Cori Bush tweet this, that y'all had certain lawmakers giving tours, and the Capitol has been closed for tours since March because of the pandemic, because we're in a global pandemic. But y'all were giving tours. The Capitol Police were in on it. A lot of the people that was out there terrorizing the folks were police officers, CEOs. White supremacy is at an all-time high. I have no idea what y'all are going to do to rein it in, but I know one thing y'all not going to do, and that's look to black people and brown people. We didn't do this. We're not the ones sweeping white supremacy under the rug. We know white supremacy exists. We feel it every day, okay? We feel the brunt of white supremacy every day. It may not be directly on our necks, but you can see it on TV. You can see it on the internet. And you definitely saw it in that Capitol riot where white people were able to just run amok. And the police was just like, oh, me? Oh, you want me to stop them? Oh, girl, that's my cousin. Go, Bubba. Go ahead, Bubba. Fight the power. Child, trust me. Being from the South, I understand wholeheartedly the cognitive dissonance that is required of white people to fly a Confederate flag outside their window, okay, to hoist a Confederate flag atop of their trailer like it's 1863 out this mug, but then hop in your Ford F-150 and get on your smartphone and type on Facebook how oppressed you are and how and how the liberal left and the libtards are taking America to a place they don't need to be.
So I am Confucian.
That requires a true suspension of reality. And these people really live in their own reality. And in their world, Trump legitimately won that election. I don't know how, with a difference of 7+ million votes. I don't know where y'all gonna find 7 million fraudulent votes. Okay, but that's just where they live and that's just where they stay. I think so much on Dr. King in these times, because this is what he was preaching about 60 years ago. And we're still fighting these same fights, the fight for racial equality, the fight for gender equality, the fight against poverty in one of the richest nations in the world. I think about his Nobel Peace Prize speech, and I actually just watched it again on YouTube last night, where he spoke about the major three impediments to moral growth in America. Those being racial injustice, poverty, and war. This man gave that speech in 1964, and we are still fighting against racial injustice, poverty, and war to this day. He said in the speech, and I'm paraphrasing because I can't remember the exact phrase, that the richer we have grown materially, the poorer we have grown in spirit and in morals. There is a lack of morality in leadership in America. There really is. When you have Bernie Sanders on the platform and people are thinking his ideas are radical, when all he's talking about is basic human rights that need to be taken care of for the American people. Everybody has the right to being healthy, meaning you need some insurance, you need to be able to go to the hospital without it costing you an arm and a leg. Everybody has the right to a livable wage. You need to be able to afford your housing. You need to be able to afford food for your family without wondering where it's going to come from, without having to work 2, 3, 4 jobs. You need to be able to, for your children to feel safe, for them to go out in this world and live a life and go to school without feeling like they're going to get shot up, walk down the street without feeling like police are just going to randomly stop them and harm them. You need to have these moral necessities filled so that you're not constantly in survival mode. When a person is constantly attacked from different sides, and I consider it an attack when you don't have the basic necessities you need, that's an attack on your life. It puts that person in fight or flight. If I know I have $0 and 0 cents in my bank account and my rent it has been due and they put an eviction notice on my door, you don't think I may feel like I need to go rob somebody so I can keep a roof over me and my kids' heads? If I know I'm super sick and I don't have insurance, you think I'm going to try to actually go to the hospital and risk that bill? Or am I going to sit in my house and remain sick and possibly perish because I can't get to these basic necessities that I need? These are basic basics that we have been fighting for since Dr. King roamed this earth, and we are still fighting for today. And like I said, it's a powder keg. When even white people feel oppressed, come on, somebody. So yeah, the Capitol thing was a whole fool. I really hope that with this new administration, my hope and prayer is that with this new administration, we can get some things in place. Okay, it ain't a progressive administration, but it's something. It's better than what we had, okay? So maybe we can get some things in place. I watched President-elect Joe Biden's recent speech on his rescue and recovery plan. And, you know, he kept true to some of his words. You know, they talked about raising the minimum wage to $15. You know, that's a start. I recently read in The Economist that that an actual livable wage in America is around $21. And that's for you to be able to afford housing and food, each month. So, $15 is still $6 away, but it's better than 725, okay? Because that's where we're still at, 725. It's a shame that when I got my first job at 17, I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese, okay? I was Chucky for a little bit, for a hot little minute while I was in there. I was Chucky. I couldn't be Chucky all the time because I'm only 5'4". So back then, I probably was like, maybe 5'2", 5'3". I might have grown an inch since then. But, the kids were letting me have it because Chucky was their height and they were giving it to me. But when I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, I was getting paid $5.75 an hour. That was 13 years ago. And the minimum wage hasn't even risen $2 since then. But the cost of living has risen exponentially, okay? The cost of living hasn't only gone up $2, okay? So these are just things. This is why I consider myself, and I call myself out loud and out proud, a progressive, because to progress in this society, we have to cover the basics. You have to cover the basics, especially in a capitalist society. Where pretty much people have to go to work. You should have your basics covered if you're going to work. That's how I feel. I'm sticking to it. But yeah, Joe Biden, he spoke about raising the minimum wage to $15. He spoke about, the immediate relief with the $2,000 checks. I think it's more so an additional 1400 rather than and another payout of $2,000, which it should be another payout of $2,000. But baby steps, we're getting there. Oh, excuse me, y'all. I don't know if y'all can hear that. The tea coming back on me. He talked about extending the unemployment insurance to March, for $400 a week federally. Something. I really feel like it should be more, but I'm the progressive and he's the Democrat. So we're just gonna take what we can get at this point. As well as extending rent relief and SNAP benefits. He also spoke about getting this coronavirus vaccine in high gear. He wants to disperse 100 million shots in his first 100 days. So I'm here for all of that. I'm here for more as well. So once he actually is inaugurated on Wednesday and he's able to get in there and actually start his first 100 days, hopefully the plan will include more relief for the American people, because it's been 9 months of a pandemic, 10 months of a pandemic, and y'all gave people $1,200. Some people got unemployment insurance. Some people weren't even eligible to apply for unemployment. I know people who have tried to apply for unemployment and weren't able to get it. So there should be something else for the people who can't qualify for unemployment or who can't, get it to go through in their state. Particularly in Alabama, we have a hard time with logistics when it comes to that. Okay. Child, if you can't get it on the website, you might as well call it a wrap. Because if you try to call them, ain't nobody gonna answer. And if you try to go down to Montgomery, you're gonna be standing in line and it's possible you may not be seen. So, on a brighter note, actually, before I get into Stacey Abrams, and really just go up for my girl, let's talk about the consequences from that Capitol attack, because the FBI is coming for y'all. Y'all getting put on the no-fly list. And I personally have found the videos of white people getting dragged off planes hilarious. I love the way they do the no-fly list because they let you go through TSA. They let you get to the gate. They let you board the plane, and they let you pretty much get to your seat before they come and tap you on the shoulder like the Marge Simpson meme, and are like, "I'm gonna need you to clock out, okay? I'm gonna need you to clock out of this plane and clock back into the terminal because girl, you can't fly. You're on the no-fly list." They're starting to round people up, arrest people. I know as black people and brown people, it was hard to watch all of those white terrorists storm the Capitol and get to go home scot-free, but I also understand how the FBI works, and I know that they've been on y'all, okay? Y'all thought y'all, just because you opened up your 4chan in a private browser, that the FBI couldn't see what was going on. You thought just because you downloaded your Parler app with a VPN that the FBI wasn't going to be able to get in there and see what you were doing. That's very much a lie. clearly, y'all didn't listen to Edward Snowden. Like, they can see whatever they want to see, whenever they want to see it. And, you know, they're coming to get y'all. And if you made any other plans, you're getting charges for those plans as well. So, speaking of Parler, they have been banned. the big three, the big three, the Google, the Apple, and the Amazon, they came through and was like, look, Parler, you're going to have to get some better terms and conditions about yourself, because people have been on here planning all out coups and y'all ain't delete not one post. And Parler, you know, wanted to be loud and wrong and said that they weren't going to change any of their shit. And Apple took them off of their app store. Google took them off of the Google Play Store, and they actually were housing their website through Amazon. So Amazon quickly deleted that shit. So now Parler is nowhere to be found. It's like it never existed. I don't know what they're going to do about it. The Parler CEO, the last time I checked the news, was pretty much saying that he is going to continue to be loud and wrong, and he's not changing anything. So we'll see. That may be the end of Parler for y'all. Y'all may just have to go back to Facebook, to y'all little Facebook groups. Because we know y'all be on Facebook too. Mark, you ain't low. We know they be on Facebook heavy. That's why I don't even get on Facebook now. That's where the white people love to act up, is on Facebook. Okay? That's their spot. That's their home. So, yeah, the internet is definitely, they about to tighten up on that shit. They took Donald Trump off Twitter, finally. I'm telling you, they really waited until 2 weeks before this nigga was out of office to be like, we're gonna lay the hammer down on him. Girl, he's about to leave, but okay. And he's been impeached for the second time. We don't know if he'll be removed from office. When a president is impeached, they can continue to, you know, try the impeachment after he leaves office. So if he is fully impeached to where the Senate finds him guilty as well, he will never be able to run again. He won't get his pension. He won't get all of the perks that you get for being a former president. So we'll see how they do with that as well. The Republicans are making it seem like they're on board with getting Trump the fuck out of here. They really need to, because if he can run again in 2024, he will. And he will win all of your primaries, okay? He may not win the popular vote, because he never did that in the first place, but he will win all of your Republican primaries. So, you know, GOP, if y'all can get him now, y'all better get him, because if he run in 2024, he's coming again, and he's going to take your spot. But yeah, so now let's get into some good political news about how Stacey Abrams single-handedly put Georgia on her back and turned it blue. She flipped that mug like a pancake, okay? And Georgia's blue. They have elected two Democratic senators through runoff, Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. I read that Warnock is the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist, which is, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s church. That's amazing. And that John Ossoff was a intern for John Lewis. So that is also amazing. Hopefully some progressive ideals, some morality within both of these young men. I'm excited to see it. You know, Chuck Schumer, since the Democrats have flipped the Senate, Chuck Schumer is going to be majority leader. You know, he's just so happy. He's so ecstatic. And he was in a recent article talking about how he wanted Stacey Abrams to run for senator seat in Georgia. And she recommended Warnock, because, you know, Stacey's coming for that governorship. Brad Kemp, you think you got it, but you don't. And in 2022, she gonna see you again. And she got the votes on her side this time, period. There's no way you're even going to be able to steal enough votes to get over on my girl this time, because she has registered everyone. Everyone. So yeah, shout out to Stacey Abrams. Democrats, y'all better give her her things. And that's on period. Democrats, y'all better listen to Bernie Sanders. And that's on period. He is going to be the chairman of the budget committee. And I am so happy. I wish he could be Senate Majority Leader, but you know that that's a pipe dream at this point. It should be, but it won't be. Because really, what did Chuck do? What did Chuck do besides stand behind Nancy? Girl. But, Chuck ain't do nothing but stand behind Nancy, but it's all right, Chuck. Now it's your time to shine, Chuck, and you better glisten, okay? And listen to Bernie, because those progressive ideals is what won those two seats in Georgia. And, yeah, Democrats, y'all got some work ahead for y'all. Like, y'all got some work, and y'all better do what y'all said. Y'all better do what y'all said, because people are more cognizant of politics now than ever, okay? Y'all better do what y'all said y'all was going to do. Y'all better not get in there and play with the American people, because when... You saw what happened. I love Obama, but you saw what happened when he tried to get them House seats in the midterms, girl. Nobody showed up. Nobody showed up, okay? I think that's it for my political shit. Let me, you know, just check my notes and make sure I talked about everything I wanted to talk about. Oh, and Biden, you know, you did do your minimum wage to $15, but you also talked about decriminalizing marijuana in your first 100 days. I'm gonna need to see that as well. Okay. All right. I love y'all. You know, I want y'all to do well, and I am rooting for the Democrats. Okay. I want y'all to show up, show out, and truly be the people's party that I know you can be. Okay. And on that note, let's move on and talk about some music shit. It is an absolutely wonderful, wonderful day for R&B and for true singers, okay? Sangus. Sangus. S-A-N-G-U-H-S. Sangus. Okay, it's a wonderful day for them because Jasmine Sullivan is back on the scene. The girl is out here giving you runs up, down, and in between, okay, for your life. And she's back with a new album called Hotels. I love Hotels. First of all, I love Jasmine Sullivan so much. Like, her last album, Reality Show, was so good. And I think it came out in, like, 2015, 2016. So the scene was definitely missing Jasmine. Okay, it was definitely missing that voice, that her swag, her performance. Like, it, the R&B scene was missing, my girl, totally and wholeheartedly, okay? And so she's back on the scene with Hotels. I give it a 4.5 out of 5 stars. The only reason it's not 5 out of 5 is because, Jasmine, I needed some more tracks. Like, girl, like, it, the tales were very cute. I thought the intermissions, not intermissions. Are they called intermissions? They are called intermissions. I thought those were very, very good. The way she did everybody's different tale. You know, everybody got to come in and talk about, all black women, of course, got to come in and talk about their, you know, their stories of their sexual relationships and their sexual flourishment and, you know, how they came into the sexual beings that all women are. You know, women are too, are also sexual beings. And I truly love, she had a track on there with Ari Lennox, Sanga. She had a track on there with her, okay, Sanga, like her, Jasmine Sullivan and her. You just go ahead and become a duo, like, just give it to us. Like, y'all need to be the new Chloe and Halle. I know y'all ain't sisters, but y'all both Sangas, okay, so just go ahead and give it to us. Ari's Tale, Ari Lennox, I'm gonna need the rest of that story. Like, keep it on your IG or something. Like, I need to know who had the devil dick. I need to know, okay? Who had the dick? Who had the dick? Hashtag who had the dick, Ari. We need to know who had that type of dick. But the album was not only good, you know, musically and lyrically, it was also good for the soul, because I feel like, and I know, that the hoe phase is an important phase in everyone's life. Everyone needs a hoe phase, you know. but particularly in the black woman's life. Hold on, y'all, my lips, chap. Can't be talking with chap lips, talk about the whole face, chap. I gotta be cute talking about this. But especially in particularly in the black woman's life, the whole face is very much necessary. And when I talk about the whole phase, come on in the room because I'm about to preach. So come on in the room, okay? Because when we talk about the whole phase, we are talking about the happiness over everything phase, okay? The H-O-E phase. Shout out to Jhené Aiko, okay? Another amazing song. Happiness over everything. And unfortunately in our lives as human beings, okay? Amen? The whole phase has to be a phase in a lot of cases. Particularly for women, because you, as you are a child, as you are a young girl, you are kind of reared to take care of people, to take care of those around you, get to clean a little bit more than your siblings, okay, let's be real, amen, you in there washing dishes way more than your brothers, trust me, take this from somebody who has seven brothers, okay, seven, count them, seven. You do, and I'm the oldest, so trust and believe, I was washing clothes at an early age. I learned how to put together a mean hamburger helper, okay? A mean beef stroganoff, period. With, you know, I used to put a little extra seasoning in there, and it would be popping. But, you know, I was trying to help my mom out because, you know, my two brothers, where we have the same mom, we all lived in the same household, of course. But, you know, still, that's still three children, so it's like, baby, I need some help, and I was the help, okay? But as a young black girl, you're kind of reared to take care of others, and as you get older, particularly in the South, there's this pressure to, you know, get married, to find a husband, and let him, you know, be, you know, the man of the house while you become the motherly, you fall into that motherly role, and they want you to do that when you're like 21, 22. And you know, it's some, for some women, that is what they want. You know, for some women, they have that maternal instinct early, and they want it, you know, that's what they want out of their life. They want to be a housewife. They want to rear children. They want to, you know, just stay at home, clean, cook, take care of their families. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And girl, if you can do it, more power to you, because you ain't got to get out here in this workforce and try to make it happen within capitalism, okay? Let your husband do that, and you just make sure the kid's straight. Hey, if that's the life calling for you, you answer that phone, okay? And you answer it proudly. But that is not every woman's life calling. And so it's just important to have that, to truly take hold of that happiness over everything phase, of that whole phase, and use it effectively to the best of your abilities, you know, and really, you know, utilize it and get all of the happiness that you can get out of it. So I had a couple of points, that will make your whole phase the most effective that it could possibly be. To have an effective whole phase, you have to be independent, okay? You have to be, the collegiate whole phase, I can still consider it independent if you live in the dorm. You know, if you live in the dorm and you don't have to, you know, you don't live with your parents, you kind of get that independent space. You got a good roommate. You know, if you have the dorm situation set up to where you have your own room and you can have, you know, male visitors, you know. And if you're a lesbian child, you already got the females in there. So, sure, you really can have an effective whole phase. But but you need that independence, okay? If you don't go to college, you need that time where you are taking care of yourself, okay? You have your own money. You're not, you know, looking to your parents or to anyone else to take care of you. You can live alone with a roommate. It really don't matter who you're living with, but as long as you carry in your half of the bills and you're self-sustaining, that is important. It kind of teaches you to stand on your own two feet, to not be dependent on anyone, and to know what you can bring to the table for when you are ready to enter into a relationship with a partner. You know what you can bring to the table. You know your skills, what you have, you know how to make it happen. You know how to get to the bag. So very important to be independent during an effective hoe phase. The second point of an effective hoe phase is focusing on yourself, okay? you're not worried about these niggas. Okay? You're focusing on yourself. You're figuring out what you like, who you are, how you want to present to the world, your likes, your dislikes, your hobbies, your career, you know. And that can extend beyond your first career because I am currently in a transition. but you also have to be able to be focused on that to the point where it's like you're not taking care of anyone else. Okay, you don't have any children. You don't have a husband. So you're able to kind of just experience something. And if you don't like it, change it. You also, when you focus on yourself, you get comfortable with singlehood. And I'm not saying that, you know, independent woman, y'all need no man, because, child, you need a man, okay? You need a partner. Like, nobody wants to go through this life lonely. But when you become comfortable with your singleness and become comfortable with solidarity, it's not scary to you to have to experience that again. A lot of times in relationships, we get so used to having someone to lean on that we let things slide, that any other time you won't gonna let that shit slide, okay? That nigga coming home all times of the night, he ain't texting back, he ain't calling, he cheating on you, he doing you dirty, you know. You wanna let that slide if you was just like, well, fuck it, I can go and be by myself, because I can do bad all by myself, okay? Come on, Medea, come through. Alrighty, and the last and most important part of an effective hoe phase is... Sorry, something just popped up. Lord have mercy. The last and most important part of an effective hoe phase is to be having good, safe sex, okay? Emphasis on good, double emphasis on safe, okay? You don't want to be out here getting caught up. Nothing ruins a hoe phase quicker than having a baby, okay? Listen to me. Listen to Auntie Shay. Nothing ruins a hoe phase quicker than having a baby. You want to be out here having good, safe sex. Make these niggas put on condoms. I understand condoms are not ideal. They don't feel as good as the real deal. Because ain't nothing like, you know what? Cut it. Ain't nothing. You can experiment with birth control. Not every woman likes the hormonal changes that birth control brings about. But, in your whole phase, it is good to be, you know, to have that protection to where, you know, you're not just getting knocked up. You don't want to just get knocked up. Like I said, that's the quickest way to ruin a good whole phase. And you want to be having good sex. You don't want to be out here just having sex with any old nigga and then he don't even come through with that good. You need to be having good and safe sex, okay? So those are my three necessary qualities for an effective whole phase. Go forth and prosper, my young ladies, and my older ladies too, because if you don't have any impediments, okay, if you don't have anything that's keeping you from absolutely putting your happiness over everything, hell, if you out in your 30s and you ain't got no kids and you ain't got no husband, child, and you didn't get to experience a true hoe phase, cheers to you, my sister. Go ahead and do what you need to do, okay? But yes, child, thank you, Jasmine Sullivan, for bringing forth the conversation that needs to be had amongst women about how important it is to have a good, effective hoe phase, okay? I did want to talk about some sports shit and get into James Harden and his temper tantrum to leave the Nets, but this episode is already getting kind of lengthy. Like, guys, we're at like 50 minutes. Like, I have really missed talking to y'all. Clearly, I'm long-winded. So we're just going to go ahead and get into the Bless Your Heart segment and then close out the show. Oh, Josh. Joshy. J-Dog, which I'm sure is what your fellow Delta Chi's called you at whatever PWI you attended. Yours is a tale of when keeping it real white goes real wrong. A classic case of succeeding while stupid, just like your prez for whom you so willingly put your political career on the line. If you still have the pleasure of not knowing who Josh Hawley is, he's the junior senator from Missouri who took it upon himself to announce he will formally object to the confirmation of the Electoral College votes. As the turmoil at the Capitol began to heat up, Hawley was photographed throwing the white power fist to protesters. Air quotes heavy. and was fundraising in the midst of the chaos. Wrong road, J-Dog. Wrong road. Now the people are on your head. They are calling for your resignation. They done snatched your book deal. All your homies are hitting you with the Mariah Carey. I don't know her. Lincoln Project has made you their project. The conservative super PAC is super on your ass with plans to post your donor list, those that are looking for refunds, in full page ads in the local newspaper. It's hard out here for insurgents. I know you aren't going to resign the way you hopped in your feelings about the L you took on your book deal, saying it was an infringement on your First Amendment rights. Last time I checked, Simon & Schuster wasn't a government entity, but go off, lawyer. Yale just giving JDs to any old white men, huh? But call that re-election bid the mummy, because it's a wrap. Your funding gone, your friends gone. You endanger not only the establishment, but democracy entirely with your fuckery. Bless your one-term heart. All right, ladies and gents, we have come to the end of our show today. I know, so sad, but I feel like I've kept you guys long enough. I mean, this is almost an hour-long show. Next week's show hopefully won't be this long. We will see, but I was just very happy to get back on the mic and get back into the swing of things with Mouth of the South Pod. Like I stated earlier in the show, we do have video now, so you can catch the clips on our YouTube page, which will be in the description box below. I keep using this plural, these plural pronouns. It's just me, y'all, but it's we because it's the Moz family, okay? It's y'all included with me, okay? So check the description box below for the link, for the information for the YouTube. You can find Mouth of the South wherever podcasts are found, Apple, Google, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can find Mouth of the South. And I usually do a quote that we say down here in the South, but in honor of the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we're going to do one of my favorite quotes from him. So as the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, the time is always right to do what is right. Until next time, bye y'all.